Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says there is good news today for communities around the country contaminated by firefighting chemicals known as PFAS. A panel of experts has found that there is limited and in some cases no evidence that exposure is linked with human disease and no evidence of an overall increased risk of cancer. But they say that further research is needed, and it's little comfort to the communities where the chemicals from firefighting foam have seeped into water supplies. Jacqueline Breen reports.
Since reports began emerging of contaminated groundwater near defence bases around Australia, questions have been coming far faster than answers. Near the Tyndall RAAF base in the Northern Territory, Catherine GP Peter Spafford has been administering government-funded blood tests to residents worried about their exposure to PFAS chemicals and what it could mean for their health.
Knowledge does dispel fear. Lack of knowledge makes us anxious.
Those worries waft through the other affected communities too, like Oakey in Queensland and Williamtown in New South Wales. The official line from the health department has been that there is no consistent evidence that exposure to PFAS chemicals causes adverse human health effects. But a special panel was appointed in October to review that evidence, and its findings were released today. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Hobbs.
Basically, it's very reassuring. And the headline issue really is that there is no evidence of human health impact from exposure to these chemicals. And in particular, there is no increased burden, overall burden of cancer incidence. So I think that's a very good story for affected communities.
The panel looked at 20 recent Australian and international studies and was swamped by 500 public submissions. It's been at pains to emphasise that the scientific evidence on the relationship between PFAS exposure and health effects is limited. It found that there is no current evidence that supports a large impact on a person's health as a result of high-level PFAS exposure. But the panel does state that there are fairly consistent reports of associated health effects ranging from lower birth weight in babies to reduced kidney function and elevated levels of cholesterol. None of that, Dr. Tony Hobbs says, is cause for alarm.
Some associations with some effects of these chemicals over a period of time, but these don't translate into adverse health outcomes. So, for instance, there are some associations with elevation of cholesterol, but the level of elevation of cholesterol in some of the studies has been very, very low.
One expert, though, says the panel's conclusions should shift the needle.
This is a very important report.
That's Dr. Andrew Jeremijenko, a fellow at the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. He says the panel's finding of fairly consistent reports of health effects contradicts the department's current line of no consistent evidence.
So we have a difference between what the expert health panel has said and what the government says.
He wants the department's health advice changed and brought into line with US authorities, and he wants a national ban on the substance beyond the restrictions in place in Queensland and South Australia. The department says there's no contradiction and that evidence of an association is not evidence of causation, but all sides agree that more research is needed. The panel's recommended long-term studies, including of specific groups like firefighters or the communities with high exposure. In the meantime, those communities are left to make sense of the science. Across the country from Catherine, Williamtown resident Des Maslin wants a straight answer too.
I would like to see a report that simply says this stuff is toxic or this stuff is safe. You know, we need to know, are we at risk or are we not? And we haven't got that.
Williamtown resident Des Maslin, Jacqueline Breen, our reporter.